Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson, the new Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. He became the party's latest nominee last night.
I'm honored to have the support of my colleagues, and what they understand about this is servant leadership. We're going to serve the people of this country. We're going to restore their faith in this Congress, this institution of government.
A vote to try and confirm Johnson, expected today at noon Eastern. Israel continues air operations into the Gaza Strip, hurting Hamas terrorists. There's no sign of a letup in the bombardment as the U.S. is asking Israel to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Presidential candidate Donald Trump will be in court today to hear what his accuser is saying. Lance Pry has more.
Yesterday, presidential candidate Donald Trump addressed supporters after appearing for his civil trial in Lower Manhattan. Trump was in court to watch his former attorney Michael Cohen testify against him and afterward said Cohen was totally discredited as a witness, calling him a disgraceful felon. Trump acknowledged he'll be back in court today to watch the rest of Cohen's testimony.
The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot who's accused of trying to shut down the engines on a Horizon Airlines flight has been charged in a Portland court. Dave Collins has more.
Joseph Emerson faces over 160 charges, including 83 counts of attempted murder. His attorney, Noah Horst.
We would waive further reading and advice of rights, reserve all rights read into the record this morning, and turn not guilty plea on all.
The judge ordered Emerson held until a bail hearing. Emerson will also be charged in federal court for interfering with a flight crew. Court documents show Emerson told police he had used psychedelic mushrooms before the flight and was having a nervous breakdown.
This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The Arizona Diamondbacks are advancing to the World Series for the first time since 2001 after defeating the Philadelphia Phillies 4-2 in Philly last night. Arizona will now take on the Texas Rangers, who defeated the Houston Astros Monday night. Game one of the World Series is Friday in Arlington, Texas. Richard Roundtree has died at the age of 81. Best known as the iconic detective John Shaft in the 1971 action movie Shaft, as well as its two sequels and a TV series with the same name. Hollywood's Deadline publication reporting Roundtree died yesterday after a short battle with pancreatic cancer. Over 30 states joining forces to file a lawsuit against Meta, the parent company of Instagram and Facebook. They say that the tech giant is detrimentally affecting youth mental health with features deemed addictive, such as endless scrolling feeds and excessive notifications. The federal lawsuit filed in California accuses Meta of exacerbating a nationwide mental health crisis. Next week's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony at Barclays Center in in Brooklyn will feature presenters including Stevie Nicks, Carrie Underwood, LL Cool J, and Queen Latifah. That event set to be broadcast on Disney Plus Friday, November 3rd. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Cheryl Chumley with us, Washington Times online opinion editor and author of the book Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl, welcome as always. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great to have you here and to share your insight, especially with the focus so much these days where it needs to be, and that is we're possibly on the brink of, I guess the least of it would be a regional war. Worse yet, could be a world war.
Yeah, you know, I've heard different differing opinions on this. I've been paying attention to both the news, regular secular news, as well as news that comes from church organizations. And some people say we're on the brink of World War III. Some people actually say we're in World War III right now. We just don't realize it because it's a different type of war. But certainly, if you're a Christian, you have to be watching what's taking place in the Middle East with an eye on Revelation and an eye
exactly.
on end time prophecies.
Well, I've heard some pastors refer to it as Armageddon. You know, we're on the brink of Armageddon, but, you know, I think they may be a little ahead of their skis here. But certainly, you know, the signs from a spiritual standpoint, and I think this is the element that's clearly missing, Cheryl, in my humble opinion. I mean, most people may look at Israel. I know that, well, when I visited Israel probably about 7-8 years ago, you know, I went in with an expectation that this was, you know, a more spiritual and a religious society, and I was shocked to realize that they're pretty much in the same predicament as the United States is that we've secularized ourselves to such a degree that there's no room for, you know, a godly perspective in all this right now. And to me, I think it's ironic because you're talking something that happened 50 years ago, which anything in a spiritual context should raise red flags to go, 50 years. That's a jubilee mystery. The Yom Kippur Wars happened 50 years ago. So on the anniversary of the Yom Kippur Wars, we have a war that breaks out between Israel and Hamas. And there's no reference whatsoever of any kind of spiritual connection. You know, what are we missing here?
It's so interesting you said that 7 or 8 years ago when you visited Israel, one of your takeaways was that the society was fighting the same sort of secular loss that America was fighting, because I went to Israel less than a year ago, December, January. I was there for 12 days, just a few months back. And one of the takeaways I had myself was that very observant. I was surprised about the open secularism, the open atheism, and the moral decay that was on display, especially in Tel Aviv, right?
Which yes, right.
Sort of the land of the liberals, like our cities here in America. But look, you can't look at what's taking place, not just in the Middle East right now, but around the world, and especially in America, by removing the spiritual element. Because any Bible reader knows it's the war of principalities, whether we're talking
exactly.
today, yesterday, or 2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right. And this is what has me so concerned, because even Bibi Netanyahu, some of the statements he makes, he goes, whoa, wait, what? You know, where's God in the middle of all this? And God is not in the middle of all this. I mean, he's sovereign, and things will happen according to his will. But I think that, people can pause for a moment and consider that this is not a surprise to God. Surprise to Israel, surprise to the United States as this happened. Clearly, they've admitted as much. Not a surprise to God. He knew this was going to happen. So how does this play into the final chapter of the book of Revelations, or as some have suggested, Armageddon?
Well, as I understand it, keeping an eye on Russia is key, right?
Because
you have Gog, Magog, and if Russia were to align with Iran and openly attack Israel, then that would be yet another check mark in that list of end-time prophecies. So I'm not a biblical scholar, but I pay attention, and I do notice that there are differences in opinions. My personal belief is in the rapture. So Christians, by and large, should not be looking at what's taking place right now with fear. I'm fearful for America. I'm fearful for those who are going to be left behind, those who are going to have to face the tribulation because they're not believers. But as for myself, my family, and other believers, I'm not fearful. We should be looking forward to the second coming of Christ with a little bit of anticipation and enthusiasm, because it means an end of so much evil that we're living with daily.
Yep. Without a doubt, but I think therein lies the opportunity here. Because sometimes, you know, some Christians want to say, well, I've got mine, you know, if you don't have yours, that's up to you. But I don't, you know, I don't think that's the attitude God wants us to have. That this is kind of a, right, you know, it's like, hey, you know, suffer for yourself, you know. But, you know, the thing is that this is happening right now. And in the midst of all this, like, you know, hearing you talk, you have this sense of peace. Well, that sense of peace is in contrast to people who are just going nuts, and they're very fearful about it. And they go, Cheryl, what do you got? How come you're so calm and I'm here with my hair on fire? Right?
Yeah. You talk about this is opportunity. This is opportunity for us who know, right?
Yes,
to
right.
tell those who don't know where our source of peace and strength come from. And simply, it's Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Now,
Amen.
I lived for more than my life, more than half my life still to this day, I lived as an atheist and a secularist. So I get how unbelievers think. I get why they're reluctant to believe. I get how they think it's stupid. But that just means that we need to, as a Christian community, do more to bring these people into the fold. Because when I stand before Jesus, I want to be able to at least say I tried. You know, I tried, I ran the race to the end, and I hope that I did my best. I don't want to say, well, like you just described, I got mine, my family's good, you know, the rest of the people, oh, well, so sad.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I appreciate your point here. What changed for you?
To move from an atheist into a believer? Well, actually, my husband, who sadly died in April, but working through him, God led me to understand that there is something higher in this world, and then it's not all about the here and now. And honestly, my conversion was one of logic too. And sometimes I would just look at a leaf and I would picture going in a dark room with nothing. Now, absolutely nothing, and creating a leap out of nothing.
Yes.
And that's illogical. You can't do that without some sort of higher power, of creator. And
exactly.
This is what atheists don't understand, that a big bang can create out of chaos something as orderly as we now live in. So it's not a logical mindset to believe in some sort of big bang theory or creation out of chaos.
It's interesting you should say that. I wake up every morning, Cheryl, and I look out over a lake and trees and birds, and I'm in awe. I'm in awe at the magnificence of God, because you realize that God created this, you know, for our joy, and it reminds me of Him. I look in the sky and I see the wonderment of it all, and I'm in awe. And I think that sometimes, you know, for people who have not come to that point. And that's my eager expectation for them, that they would come to that point and be in awe, be in a you know, in a mindset that just blows them away because of, you know, the awesomeness of Almighty God, who's created all this, who set up an infrastructure for it to produce specific results. And when it doesn't, we can call that sin, and it grieves the Father. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Cheryl Chumley on the other side. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America, great to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Cheryl Chumley is with us, Washington Times online opinion editor, author of the book Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl, as we were saying earlier, you know, people of faith, we're at peace with all this because we know the way the book ends. God's real clear. You know, he's given us prophecy. I mean, like no other God that existed can tell you the end from the beginning. He's told us time and again what would happen. And so far, he's batting 1,000% for about 66% of that which he's prophesied. And I tell people all the time, I go, there's about a third left. So what are the chances do you think that his batting average is going to stay the same at 1,000%, right?
Absolutely. I mean, without a doubt, whatever God said in the Bible was going to happen, rest assured it will happen. I mean, it's as simple as that. There's no argument for it. Now, atheists will argue against it, but, you know, so what? You can't argue with an atheist when an atheist wants to keep his or her eyes shut to truth. The fact is, if God says it's going to happen, it will.
Well, that's anybody who has the disease of ideology. And it's fixed. You know, I love Jordan Peterson's line that you can become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. You know, and that's a sad deal. It's a sad existence to be in that position when God has given us so much information so that we, you know, are the crown jewel of his creation. And he doesn't, you know, I don't think he wants us walking around being stupid. But that's something that you have to willfully do, right?
It is, and it's bowing down to intellectualism, right? And we saw that under the coronavirus. We saw people that were supposedly so smart, they don't need God, but they can tell and predict what to do about a virus and so forth. And we saw a good portion of this nation and the world to just bow down to these scientists and these bureaucrats because they had degrees next to their name. And when you believe in God, you have the spiritual gift of discernment if you read his word enough and you ask for it and you pray on it. And you're able to see that the smartest intellectual in the world is nothing compared to God's wisdom. And when you realize that, you don't run with the fears and whims that come in the wind. You just stand strong and let the winds go by you.
Exactly. Well, you know, the sad commentary of it all is that, you know, but for a handful of these, you know, credentialed individuals, these self-appointed, you know, godlike figures, these scientists that supposedly knew all that we were supposed to bend our knee to, you know, you abandon the common sense of what 340 million people, the cumulative experience that they were going through, and say, okay, well, that doesn't, you know, mean anything. I mean, hydroxychloroquine, so that saved your life, but we don't agree with that, so we're going to invalidate. That is an option. You know, they had to invalidate anything that could solve the problem, because legally that's the only way you could get an emergency authorization use. And to get away with all that they did is they had to lie to the American people and say that there was no cure when there were over-the-counter cures for what we were dealing with.
And they couldn't have gotten away with those lies, though, right, without the assistance of American citizens, some who actually knew better, others who ought to have known better. The Christian community should know best, right, to tell truth from lie. And on that, I think the Christian community failed to stand up against the lies and stand strong for the truth because they let a little of the fear creep into it. They let a little of the unknown sway them. And also, they were unwilling to make uncomfortable arguments. They were unwilling to say, go into a store that had a sign up saying face mask required as a condition of entry. It's the law. They were unwilling to go in without the face mask and say, you know what, it's not the law because no laws have been passed about wearing face masks. And so they went along to get along, and because of that, the face mask became the message to the bureaucrats who want to control citizens around the world. It became the symbol of willingness to comply. And when the church is shut down, that was the final sign that showed America was no longer a country that takes its marching orders from God, but rather bows down to government dictates.
Exactly. You see, again, this is all a lesson for us to learn and to evaluate and come away. Again, some churches have reevaluated because some, you know, didn't close down, you know, to their credit. They decided that they were going to follow God, not Caesar. And, of course, some got in trouble. They had to go to some star chambers and talk to various state institutions and be threatened to have their, you know, their, oh, God, coveted, tax exemptions taken away from them and all kinds of other threats, which is illegal. But again, this is what happens when totalitarians get a hold of power and control. They produce fear. And they get everybody to bow down to them. And then after everything is all said and done, we're set up for the next version of it, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Which, is already coming from the World Economic Forum and World Health Organization and Bill Gates and the media fawners who do the bidding of these global organizations. And look, I would like everybody to reflect on themselves. If you're too worried about the uncomfortable position you may be in because you stand strong and refuse to wear a face mask, then think how the shot played into that and the mandate for the vaccines and so forth. Think how every individual liberty that got stripped from us played into that one core issue. And then look ahead when the government tries it again. Determine now, right, are you going to go along to get along to the same degree as 3 years ago? And if so, then America's fallen, right? America's gone.
Well, the thing is, here it is, our First Amendment right, and the right to expect a free, unencumbered press had sold themselves out. They supported, the government narrative and became propaganda for the government. And they failed to serve the American people in pursuing the truth to make sure that what we were being told by these scientists was in fact valid, that it was backed up, that it was properly peer reviewed, that it wasn't just, purchased scientific narrative that was controlled by a few oligarchs in the bureaucracy that used the people's money to get them to write up papers to justify this big lie. And it was one big cabal. The mainstream media, social media jumped into it. Celebrities jumped into it. I'm waiting for the day, Cheryl, where some of these celebrities wake up and go, oh, my God, I bought into the lie and I told my followers, the millions of people who trusted me, I told them to believe this big lie that the government had thrust upon people. And here we are, in a sense. Culpable and responsible for the deaths now of young people who are dying because of the vaccine, or at least there's a suggestion that the vaccine has been complicit in the early deaths of young men and women between 25 and 35 years of age.
Absolutely. And, they should apologize for those crazy crocheted face masks that they were trying to sell at one point. But look, there's a bigger danger here. There's the danger of complacency where Americans are now saying, well, coronavirus is over with. That won't happen again. I'm going to fight if this ever happens. But it's not the coronavirus per se that's the problem. It's the mindset shift of the American public that leads us down this path of collectivism and away from individualism, which is based on God-given liberty. And it's already manifested in a variety of different ways. Look at the LGBTQ agenda, right? Mm-hmm. The failure of those who know best to speak up early on in this fight has led us down a path where we are actually allowing 11-year-old boys to dress up as girls and lead pride parades, right? To the cheering of these sickened evil people who are doing nothing more than grooming our children to become their next LGBTQ pawns. So it's the mindset shift. When we cower in fear on one issue, chances are good we're willing to do it on another. And so just look around, pick a fight, and get involved now.
How can people follow you, Cheryl, as we wrap things up?
On CK Chumley on X, formerly Twitter, at the Washington Times, where you can subscribe to my newsletter. And I have a Substack, CherylChumley.substack.
Well, she's the Washington Times online opinion editor and author of the book Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl Chumley has been our guest. Thank you, Cheryl. God bless. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
News update. Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson, the new Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. He became the party's latest nominee last night after 3 rounds of voting behind closed doors. A vote to try and confirm Johnson expected today at noon Eastern. Israel continues air operations into the Gaza Strip, hunting Hamas terrorists. There's no sign of letup in the bombardment, as the U.S. is asking Israel to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Presidential candidate Donald Trump will be in court today to hear what his accuser is saying. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot, who's accused of trying to shut down the engines on a Horizon Airlines flight, has been charged in a Portland courtroom. Joseph Emerson faces over 160 charges, including 83 counts of attempted murder. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got Clayton Van Husk going to join us in just a moment, the director of Affirm Ministries, the apologetics branch of Southwest Radio Ministries. Is he with us now?
Yes, indeed.
Boy, you snuck up in so quickly. Thank you so much for entering on the show. Well, just right on time. Hey, exactly. Well, Clayton, I want to talk about several things. Of course, one of the expertise that you have is archaeology. There's so much biblical archaeology we can talk about and update our audience on. But before that, let's talk about Israel. We're in the third week of this Israel-Hamas war. The international community, including the United States, trying to do everything they can to try to keep it restricted, you know, to southern Israel, although Hezbollah seems to be, you know, chafing at the bit, so to speak, firing missiles every once in a while and just being adjutants. And then, of course, you know, the PLO in the West Bank is, you know, they're getting a little antsy as well. And Iran just keeps rolling along here, you know, sticking their fingers in a situation. You know, the indication might be for some people to think that, you know, Iran would love nothing better than, you know, for this conflict to go regional. And I'm afraid if it goes regional, I don't know if we can control it beyond that.
Right, right. You're looking at such a thing. This is the goal of many of these parties.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stir as much trouble as possible.
Well, and let's talk about these different parties, you know. First of all, the goal of Israel. I mean, it's real clear. You know, they want, they're going after Hamas. They want to destroy Hamas. They've had it with them. All these years, they've supported and helped and tried to be a good neighbor. Hamas can help themselves. You know, I think that even though the Biden administration is reluctant to admit that Iran is funding them, you know, it's clear even Iran has said as much as that, you know, 90% of the funding of Hezbollah and Hamas comes from them. And then you got to look at how America has participated in that funding process, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Hamas is they are active. They are supported by Iran. They are active not just in Gaza, but we see them in the West Bank. My archaeological team had a clash, not a clash. We were present when some Hamas gunmen murdered some Israeli citizens. We were right there. And so we've seen it firsthand. They are out for blood.
Yeah. And also it's being reported that Hamas and remnants of Hezbollah as well are staging in Mexico on the other side of our very open and porous border. Oh, by the way.
Yes, that is certainly a concern. There are prayer rugs and Qurans and items like that, I understand, found at the crossing where they have been left behind as people come across.
So, okay, so we look at what's happening with Israel. Israel has a clear objective. On one hand, you know, they want to they want to liberate those that have kidnapped, high priority. You know, right alongside of that is the eradication of Hamas. What's Hamas's goal in this?
So Hamas's goal, from my understanding, is to stamp Israel off the map, to wipe them off the face of the earth, as many satanically backed people have done over the years. They want to destroy Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from the river to the sea, that even our kids here in America are chanting in pure ignorance, not understanding that that is a and that's a genocidal bumper sticker, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's sad to see, but not surprising, how many people can be blinded by the enemy. And to blindly follow these terrorists.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You know, you say Hamas wants to wipe out Israel. Iran has made it clear. And lest we forget, they say after Israel, then it's America and people of faith, you know, because that is in their mandate. That's what they want. Hezbollah the same way. Israel right now surrounded, you know, with the potential of two fronts. So the objective of Iran has been quite clear. And this is amazing to me because it almost puts our government as, you know, dual agents here. We're like double agents. We're supporting right. Israel on one hand and then on the other hand, making it possible for Iran to generate revenues that continue to fund their terrorist ways. What's wrong with this picture?
And well, we need to be very careful about that because we have a background. We are 2 days now past the 40th anniversary of the bombing of the Marine Corps barracks in
exactly.
Beirut in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
We know now, officially, it has been revealed that Iran was behind that bombing. Mm-hmm. So we need to be very careful here. Israel's enemy is our enemy.
Yeah, exactly. And Iran continues. I mean, they're sending, whether it's with their proxies or themselves, attacking, you know, Marines and other military posts in Iraq. You know, we've had a number of bombings
right.
and attacks, even at sea. You've got the Houthis that, you know, fired off some missiles toward Israel. And fortunately, one of our ships out there in the Mediterranean, we're able to... you know, we're able to knock them out of the air. So these attacks, it's been very aggressive. But again, you know, it would seem that in considering what the end goal of these different parties is, you know, I am I'm a bit confused about America's goal. But America has always been confused when it comes to military objectives going back to Vietnam. They
right.
somehow are stuck in a rut here to try to figure out. Okay, what is the purpose, whether we're talking Ukraine or whether we're talking an interjection of influence here in the Middle East.
Oh, absolutely. We need to get ourselves straight. There is an evil in the world, and I think, you know, you were talking about the region being drawn in. It's not just the region, because we've got players like Turkey and Iran who are obviously backed by Russia, and then we have our people, Israel, and so the biggest players in the world are easily getting drawn into this situation, and this is how world wars start.
Exactly. Well, and here, you know, you got the president of the United States coming to the Middle East, wanting to meet, had meetings set up with the Arab leaders to talk about what's going on so that we could, you know, supposedly get on the same page. And then you have this missile explosion that takes place at, it was in the parking lot of a Gaza hospital. And immediately, of course, Hamas blames Israel, and even the New York Times and other, you know, you would think, you know, American interest got on the bandwagon. And so then these meetings are canceled. So you have no way to discuss what's going on to even, you know, try to get the surrounding Arab nations on the same page here so that we could avoid an expansion of these hostilities to where, because if it goes regional, I mean, it's just a little bit of a matchstick away from it, you know, possibly going, as one apologist said, going full-blown Armageddon here.
Right, right. I was just a few weeks ago in Jordan, and I can tell you that whereas they are on the surface, you know, with Israel, very much there is a lot of hatred towards Israel in Jordan. Many of the Palestinians are from Jordan.
Right. Well, and it's interesting, Clayton, that even the Arab nations, they don't want the Palestinians. Egypt says, no, we don't want them. Jordan doesn't want them. I mean, it would lead you to believe that these Palestinians are not party people. They're not fun people to be around, that even their own relatives and their own neighbors want nothing to do with them. And here we are going through all kinds of political histrionics to try to save them when they're going out there and doing, you know, the kind of damage and carnage that they perpetrated on the October 7th.
Yes, absolutely. There is a bad element among the Palestinians, and it surfaces, it manifests itself in these groups like Hamas. Mm-hmm. And some of the other Islamic Brotherhood type groups that are among them. And they come out. They show up. And they eat the Palestinian people. They keep them intimidated. They control them.
We'll pick up on that when we come back. More from Clayton Van Hus after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Clayton Van Hus, talking about Israel. We're going to talk biblical archaeology, all that fun stuff, because, you know, as you realize, have you ever been to Israel in the Middle East? It is amazing because you're shocked to see, you know, the archaeology of the land there. Clayton, I was just blown away. You go there and you just like you see levels of civilization with bricks and mortar, and this is, you know, for you as an archaeologist, this just has to be all kinds of fun.
Oh, absolutely. I currently dig at Tel Shiloh, which is biblical Shiloh.
Right.
It is the location where the tabernacle stood, the Ark of the Covenant, for over 300 years. It was the capital of Israel before David moved it to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. And we're still and we're still looking for the Ark of the Covenant, right?
That's right. It's over there somewhere.
Yeah, Harrison Ford did not find the real Ark of the Covenant. Okay, that's just a movie. In case people get confused here, no, it's a whole different show altogether. But anyway, but still, it's just amazing to me. You know, because most young boys, you know, we appreciate rocks and dirt. And when there is understanding and there's story behind rocks and dirt, it just makes it. But it's interesting, I find, that especially boys, how we gravitate to that, which isn't to say that it's a, you know, gender specific, because I know there's a lot of women archaeologists involved, too.
Absolutely.
So before I get anybody upset here, you know, but I'm just saying, I've just noticed with my sons, especially, you know, given an opportunity to, you know, dress nicely, get ready to go to church or go find a mud pile and rocks to dig in. They love to get in the middle of that. That's their choice.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. And you know, we have volunteers. We have the largest dig in the Middle East. And we are always looking for volunteers. Lord willing, we'll be able to dig in 2024. But with the war going on, we're not sure how that's going to turn out.
Exactly.
But it's one of the things I enjoy, and right now I think people need to understand, is the archaeological record of that land and how it relates to the current conflict. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of false claims made
about who's been in the land. We understand the Palestinians, where there is some Canaanite DNA in them. They actually, most of them came into the land during the 7th century A.D. with the Muslim invasions, with the Arab invasions. They're more Arab than they are local.
Right, exactly. And what is the family line specifically that, you know, makes, I mean, for some reason, you know, I think it's interesting that they seem to be exceedingly mean. You know, this group of Arabs, if I can put it in those terms, because, I mean, and they're so mean that the rest of the Arabs want nothing to do with them.
Sure. And it does go back. We do have Palestinian Christians. I know some of those there, but so many want to follow this. And they've been told that they are the Philistines, basically. That's if we say Palestine, they say Philistine.
Yeah, but the Jews were called Philistines. I mean, that's where it was originally the way it was met out. It was to be a pejorative to the Jewish nation, right? So that's where you get Palestinians is from Philistines, and so somehow they're claiming some origination of that word, but that may not be the specific case. It might be in a generic sense, right? You might say,
right? Apparently, the Greeks came up with the term, talking about Gaza and some of the Philistine coastline areas, and then later on, after the Bar Kokhba revolt of the 2nd century A.D., the story is that the Emperor Hadrian said, "I've had it with these Jews. Who's their enemy?" And, well, they're the Philistines. All right, that's what we call the land. So, right. You know, that's where we're getting our name.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, as I say, as far as archaeology goes, I can tell you, digging, we find lots of ancient Israel. The site I'm digging right now, it's late bronze, early iron. We're talking 3,000 years ago and further. We're finding Israelite. What we don't find is Palestinian. There's no Palestinian archaeology.
Interesting. Just like there's no really specific Palestinian, you know, culture, if you do a comparative, right? You know, as a culture, as a language, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, this is really kind of, I mean, you're making this up out of whole cloth and trying to, you know, create something out of thin air, it seems to me, Clayton. Am I misreading something here?
No, I think you're absolutely right. You know, as we mentioned before, the people we call the Palestinians are Arab people. They are not Canaanite people who came in, only 1,400 years ago, and they do not date back like the Jewish people do, the Israelis. Even the European Jews, the Ashkenaz, their DNA is still tied in with the land, whereas the Palestinians, of course, there are trace amounts of Canaanite. That can be anybody who lives anywhere. It's gonna, you know, mixed with the indigenous population to some degree. But,
in my humble opinion, Clayton, where the Palestinians are right now is they have to decide who they're going to follow. If they want to follow Hamas has really jumped the Rubicon. Like it or not, if the Palestinian people do not throw Hamas out of their land and, you know, cite them and get them out of there and distance themselves from Hamas, although I get it. There's some, you know, Palestinians that are, you know, they're going to go down with the ship. I get that. But for those that we want to consider as fair-minded and those that, you know, that are truly innocent, and I say we, I'm talking about the corporate collective we, do not want to be responsible for killing their kids or having them be, you know, part of this war. But they need to distance themselves, you know, from Hamas. And so that maybe they have an opportunity to live another day. You know, I was talking about this, you know, when you read in the Old Testament about Joab, when he went and he cornered Sheba. Sheba wanted to destroy, you know, David's reign when he came back after Absalom. And David says, you got to go after him because this guy's going to be worse than Absalom. So Joab, you know, corners him in this castle. And the people are like freaking out. They go, oh, my God, here's Joab. Here's the warrior of warriors and Israel coming after this. We're going to be toast here. What do we do? And a wise woman, you know, yells over the wall of the castle and says, hey, what can we do here? And he says, well, give me the head of Sheba and all will be well. Well, next thing you know, the head of Sheba comes plopping over the wall. Well, that ended that conflict. And I think this is where potentially the people of Palestine, if they want to have any future in that land, this is what is before them, is they have to find a way to distance themselves and have nothing to do with Hamas and do it in such a way that convinces Israel that, okay, we can, because Israel time and again, I mean, throughout history, I've seen this even when I was there in Israel, and you've seen this as well, Clayton, you know, Arabs told me, they said, hey, we have no problem, you know, working and shopping in areas controlled by Israel. In fact, we find those areas more safe than Arab-controlled areas. And so I go, okay, well, why are you guys putting up with this stuff? Because of, you know, the tradition, it's what they've been used to. Exactly. They've been compelled to do this, and there hasn't been, you know, courageous leadership. And I guess, and they won't have courageous leadership until the day of Jesus.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, if you talk to Palestinian Christians, they know the answer, and they'll tell you if it's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That, you know, the Muslims, the Jews, you know, it's Jesus that they need to turn to, and they need to quit fighting the old hatred. And it's interesting to hear the Palestinian Christians who say, I love Jews. I love Israelis. You know, I may not like their government, and some of them don't, but I love the people.
Right.
Because Jesus does that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Well, and again, this is the opportunity. There's so much wrapped in all this, Clayton, right now. It is exciting because this is not happening by accident. You know, like any apocalypse or, you know, revelation, this is a time where the shroud is being pulled back and the world is able to see it, you know, for what it is. But it's going to require, in some, you know, aspects of this, you know, spiritual eyes. You can't look at it through your human eyes, because the dynamic of this is what I find quite interesting, especially with Israel. Israel is, you know, doing, you know, some of their old habits. They want to go to Egypt and look for Egypt for help. In this case, it's not Egypt. It's the United States. You know, it's like, where are the religious leaders that saying, what are you thinking? We don't need to go and see Joe Biden. You know, we need to go see God Almighty. This is his land, right?
That's right. And that is very interesting you bring that up. As Sennacherib told the Judeans, do not lean on Egypt. They'll, you know, if you lean on them as a staff, that staff's going to go through your hand.
Exactly.
Instead, they turn to God under Hezekiah. And that is what they need to do today, is to turn to Jesus. That's where they will find their help.
Well, that's our focus prayer. We're going to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray that the leadership would return to God, because the fact of the matter is, and I've shared this with several people, Clayton, I was shocked when I went to Israel, I think 5-6 years ago, to realize how much like the United States has become, how secularized it's become, right? We got 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize and wrap things up. Go ahead.
Sure, absolutely. What we find in Israel, in archaeology, and what we try to talk about through Affirm Ministries, is that God is in control. This land is his special place, and certainly the Palestinians do not have a claim to the land.
Where can the people go for more information to be in touch with you, Clayton?
Well, they can find us at swrc.com for Southwest Radio Ministries. We are
self-care. The apologetic doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.